Now, we all remember the gravel-voiced Dorothy in the fabulously successful American sitcom The Golden Girls. Well, Bea Arthur is now an unbelievable 80 years old. I say unbelievable because when you see her, honestly, it's just amazing what she looks like. No, it is. I'm not just flattering you. I think it's incredible. And she's making her debut over here on the West End stage with her own one-woman show, Bea Arthur at the Savoy. And it's actually at the Savoy Theatre. And I'm delighted to say she's here with us now.
Hello.
You do look fantastic.
Well, thank you, but what I don't understand. I really don't understand
why you even discuss it.
Oh, God, let's not talk about it. I love all these people I'm following today. My God.
We get a good crowd in here, Bea, a good crowd, I tell you. No, Judith, I know you're going to be modest, so we'll just state it factually. I mean, it's probably because of your cheekbones, and it's certainly because of your attitude to life, but just talking to you and we're having a quick chat before the interview started. I mean, you don't come across as 80 at all. So what do you think that's down to? Is that down to diet, lifestyle, attitude?
I don't even really know what you're talking about. I really don't. I just remember having been to a party a couple of years ago where I was I think I was the youngest person in the room, and I was the only one who didn't have blonde hair. You know, my hair was gray.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of people got very upset with me because I wasn't doing something with it. But no, but this reminds me of, we toured a few of the states prior to the Broadway show, and I was in, I was being interviewed on television by a very lovely woman who suddenly said to me, "You're so old. Why do you keep doing this? Why don't you just take it easy?" And I mean, I was just nonplussed. I didn't know how to answer. But when I finally collected myself, yeah. I said, and I really mean it, I said, actors don't retire.
No.
I mean, they just sort of go on,
yeah.
You know. It's not like having a factory job or something.
I think it's something to do with also, though, with your... you've got quite a stroppy attitude, I think, generally. like my wife.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I mean, you were in a sitcom in the 70s in America.
Yeah.
This is a live show, and, of course, its name has now escaped me.
Maud,
of course. Thank
yes.
you. It was Maud. And it was very controversial. I mean, you
yes.
were introducing all kinds of ideas,
yes.
all sorts
well,
of ideas.
Well, that, of course, also was the time of the feminist movement.
Yeah.
And Maud was, you know, the militant feminist. So, it was, we took on subjects that had never been discussed.
Such as what?
I mean, I even had, at age 48 or whatever I was at the time, I had an abortion on television.
Your demonstrations outside the studios.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, prior to that, first of all, not only had no one... had an abortion, but it was something that was never even discussed, you know.
Mm. But in America, this kind of controversy, in this country, you might get lambasted in the press or you might get a demonstration. In America, the public response can be much more dangerous. I mean, we've had abortion doctors, guys and women who perform abortions, shot by demonstrators and killed.
This was true in the States.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that or whether you even posed a question.
Well, knowing my interview technique, I probably didn't either. I suppose what I was saying was it's a much more dangerous business in America going against the current political flow. The public reaction, if it's against you, tends to be a lot more violent, that's all.
I don't know. You're probably right about that. I really don't know.
Okay.
Thinking of demonstrations, I'm very nervous about what is happening. I read in the paper that our president, Mr. Bush, is going to visit the Queen at Buckingham Palace
for two days. State visit. Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I swear I read it in this morning's Times, there will be 900 people as security.
900?
Yes.
God, that's more than I've got.
I think that's what I read. Please.
That's
because they listed, you know, the police and the Secret Service and the whatever the...
Well, you don't... Well, all right. At first, that is a shocking figure, but then I suppose if you think it through, I mean, you know, he is a target.
Well, I mean, he is so unpopular at this moment that, you know, anybody would want to take a pot shot at him. Am I right?
Well, are you going to take the opportunity?
No, I mean, Mike, I don't know why he's coming over at this time.
I think it's to cement the rather fractured bond between the two countries. But do you? I'm just wondering. I know you've got a thing about the Queen's Guards, who wear, of course, the bearskins. And you
I never knew.
Did you not know there really are bears?
I never knew
and
that.
And they still do kill bears for them. We checked this today. We thought they're old ones, but they kill a fresh lot every year.
I'm certainly going to write letters and see what I can do.
So you ought to know.
I mean, I'm shocked. It's 2003, and they're still doing that. I can't believe that.
You are
Arnold Schwarzenegger is running for governor of California.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, please. Come on. I mean, what was it? Jay Leno. I didn't hear him, but somebody, who was it? Robert Downey Jr. was on the show, and I'll mess this up, but I just read it in today's Times, that he said, Robert Downey Jr. said something about possibly running for governor. I mean, everyone is, you know, everyone. And that Jay Leno said something to the effect that you can't do it because... you are a convicted felon.
Yeah.
You know, he was locked up. But it's true that everybody, Gary Coleman.
Well, little Gary.
Little Gary, yeah. Everyone's doing it. I mean,
is this a flavor of your show? I mean, what happens in the show? I know you do some musical numbers.
You have not been to see it.
No, not yet. Well, you've only been on about a couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yes,
well, we've
right.
been away until very, very
All
recently.
Right,
you're Please forgive me.
Thank you. But is this a flavor of it? Is this the type of...
No, I tell you, it's not... it's not completely autobiographical. It really isn't. But I do discuss some of the things that I've done, some of the people I've worked with, some of the people I've known. But I also include a couple of... a joke I heard that made an impression on me.
And what time do you open every night?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at the Savoy Theatre.
The Savoy Theatre.
Great place for a great American lady to be.
Yes.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Thanks for being here.
Can I just ask you how long you're at the Savoy for?
Till our last performance is the 18th.
Of October.
Yes.
Good.
Brilliant.
Do
Thank
come,
you.
And I wish you'd let me know. And
we will.
I'll,
we'll come and we'll have a drink afterwards.
I'll put some tickets away for you.
Okay. I'll bring some Jack Daniels with me.
It's great to see you.